Hello, I'm Alex Riddell with a Wide World of Sports update. Jake Fraser-McGurk and Steve Smith have been left out of the 15-player squad for the T20 World Cup in the Caribbean and US in June. Australia's Chairman of Selectors, George Bailey, says Smith was part of the conversation when choosing the side, but they decided against naming the 34-year-old.
I think his best T20 work of late has come at the top of the order. And at the moment, you know, we see that top order being really settled. But yeah, clearly, I mean, I think we've had a handful of players, or more than some other countries, that have been multi-format for a long, long period of time. And it's natural that some of those will start to drop off.
Ashton Agar and Cameron Green have been named along with David Warner and Travis Head. Mitch Marsh will captain the side. South Sydney will be looking to bring Wayne Bennett back to the club after sacking coach Jason Demetriou. Sport reporter Mike Pearsall.
This time last year, the Rabbitohs had just beaten the Panthers and were midway through a six-game winning run, which took them to the top of the table. Fast forward 12 months, they're dead last with one win from seven games. The club has now punted Demetriou just 6 months after extending his contract. Chief Executive Blake Solly says he was given a chance to present his case to the board, but the decision was unanimous.
The style of play and probably Jason's management of the players needed to change.
Ben Hornby takes over as interim coach for the rest of the season. The club will contact Bennett and other potential replacements over the coming weeks. In Sydney, Mike Pearsall, Nine News.
To the AFL, Jordan Dugowie and Tom Mitchell will both miss Collingwood's Friday night blockbuster against Carlton. Mitchell was subbed out with a foot injury on Anzac Day, while Dugowie is managing a sore groin. Coach Craig McRae is hopeful Dugowie will be back next week, but admits he's not confident.
This is the unknown. We're not sure how long that'll be. The reality is it's come reasonably quickly. So, you know, my expertise, which is none, suggests that, you know, the things I've been told is if it comes on quickly, it may go away quickly. But it's a bit of unknown, so we'll have to wait and see.
Essendon could receive a boost at selection with emerging midfielder Archie Perkins a test for this weekend after recovering well from a hamstring strain earlier this season. Dylan Shiel and Matt Guelfi are also putting their hands up for a senior recall following respective returns through the VFL. The Mariners will clinch the A-League men's title with a win or draw against Adelaide United tonight. Central Coast is 1 point behind Wellington heading into the final game of the regular season. Mariners coach Mark Jackson says his team can handle the pressure.
So although you can say play it down, say it's just another game, it's a big game with a big outcome. So yeah, I trust in the players that they can control their emotions and thought process during the game, and you know, hopefully we get that win.
At the NBA playoffs, the 76ers have stunned the Knicks with a come-from-behind overtime victory to force Game 6. The Knicks lead the series 3-2. While the Cavaliers have a 3-2 lead in their playoff series against the Magic, winning Game 5 by just 1 point, 104-103. While LeBron James is refusing to dispel rumours he may have played his last game for the LA Lakers, he says he's looking forward to spending time with his family and will make a decision in due course.
I haven't given it much thought. Obviously, at some point, I'll sit down with Rich, my agent, and sit down with my family and, you know, see what's best.
Real Madrid has held Bayern Munich to a 2-2 draw in Germany in the first leg of their Champions League semi-final. And Rafael Nadal's run at the Madrid Open has ended in the round of 16. It was likely the tennis great's final appearance at his home event, which he's won a record 5 times. I'm Alex Riddell, and that's the latest in sport from the Nine News team.